Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, dear family. Welcome once again to another refreshing episode of Winning Every Day, your daily dose of encouragement, faith, and hope to help you walk in victory. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're just getting out of bed, driving to work, or sipping your morning coffee, thank you for tuning in. You're right where you should be. Today's devotional is one that speaks deeply to the heart, and it's titled, Walking Humbly with God. Our Bible text today is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8, which says, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let me begin with a powerful story from the pages of Scripture, a story that many of us know, but today, we'll look at it through a different lens. Do you remember King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 26? He started his reign as a godly young man. At just 16, he was made king, and the Bible says in verse 5 that as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Uzziah built towers, dug wells, invented machines for war. He was a brilliant, resourceful leader. But something tragic happened. Verse 16 says, But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Uzziah entered the temple to burn incense, something only priests were allowed to do. When he was warned, he became angry, and right there in the temple, God struck him with leprosy. Now think about that. A man who once walked humbly with God became proud in his heart, and that pride cut short his destiny. He died in isolation. Let me ask you, have there been times when you forgot who brought you where you are? Sometimes when life begins to work out, promotion at work, increase in finances, favor with people, we slowly begin to edge God out of the picture. But here's the encouragement. God isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for humility. He wants hearts that are willing to say, Lord, without you, I am nothing. James 4 verse 6 tells us, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Walking humbly with God doesn't mean you walk in shame or defeat. No, it means you walk with a clear awareness that your strength, wisdom, and blessings come from above. It means recognizing God as the source every step of the way. Jesus modeled this perfectly, though he was God. Philippians 2 verse 7 to 8 says he made himself of no reputation and humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Imagine that the King of Kings walked humbly. Let me ask you again, in your daily life, how do you walk? Is your walk marked by dependence on God or on self? Are you leaning more on your degrees, your bank balance, your network? Or are you saying, Lord, guide my steps? Here's a word for you today. God walks closely with the humble. Psalm 25 verse 9 says, He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. So if you've been feeling lost lately, uncertain of the next steps, humble yourself before him. Invite him back into your walk. He's waiting. I want you to reflect and think about the areas of your life where pride may have crept in, maybe silently, maybe boldly. Ask yourself, do I consult God before making major decisions? Do I give him the credit when things go right? Am I open to correction and divine redirection? Remember, true humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less and thinking of God more. Make time today to pray a prayer of surrender. Tell God, I choose to walk with you. Lead me, guide me, and keep my heart humble before you. Say it out loud if you can. Write it down. Let it be your heart's cry. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose to walk humbly with God. I lay aside pride and self-reliance. I receive God's grace, wisdom, and direction. I am led by His Spirit and lifted by His love. I will walk in victory, not because of my strength, but because of His presence in my life. In Jesus' name, Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today. Thank you for reminding us that you delight in humility. Lord, help us walk closely with you, sensitive to your voice, surrendered to your will. We lay down pride, self-sufficiency, and ego. We acknowledge that everything good in our lives comes from you. As we go into today, order our steps, cover us with your grace, and fill our hearts with peace. Let our lives reflect your presence and your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, do me a favor, share it with someone, a friend, a colleague, a loved one. Let's spread hope and humility together. And don't forget to subscribe or follow so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep walking in faith, keep winning every day, and remember, your victory is in your walk with God. God bless you, and have a beautiful day ahead.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.